Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Chrononauts, as we guide you and you and you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our show out of ideas that teams up with a show out of episodes. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Scott. And this is...
You said it first.
Wait, what is it?
Time Pop.
It's Time Pop, you guys. You should know this by now. It's Time Pop.
They don't know. This might have been the first one. We don't know. They might be from the future. They might be from the past.
Oh, okay. If it's your first one, welcome to Time Pop.
Oh my God. So glad to have you here.
This is, you know, The Simpsons is not an unpopular show. So we might have a couple new listeners that are just out Googling cool Simpsons shit to find. And they stumbled across this dumb show that we make.
Yeah.
Way to sell it.
Way to sell our dumb show.
But how many seasons of Simpsons are there?
875.
That's what it feels like. It's like a hard...
No, the season.
How many seasons? Yeah.
Oh, 2003.
Okay.
Wait, how many
seasons? I'm going to look right now.
If you're someone who's like, I'm going to binge... I just finished Game of Thrones. What am I going to binge next? Simpsons, you just can't even. You just can't. It's too much.
So there's 34 seasons available on Prime. That's how I had to watch it. I had to buy the one episode on Prime.
Oh, thank you, Ari.
Adorable.
But are there more than 34 episodes? I mean, seasons?
Maybe 35, because Prime probably doesn't get them until they're done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I've got it right here. I don't know why I'm acting like I don't have the technology.
34 seasons, 750 episodes.
In total?
That's what it says.
No.
I feel like it would be more, but
yeah,
okay.
Me too.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I'm probably right because Wikipedia is right. Wikipedia is never wrong. And you guys are always wrong. And so that's why I'm right. And I tell you wrong.
So yeah. So Ari, what's your overall relationship with The Simpsons?
So I used to watch it a lot. Like, I don't even know when. This must have been in my early 20s or teens. So that was like 15 years ago or something.
Ari was born into a Simpsons world.
Yeah, it's almost as old as me. I'm a little bit older than the show.
Yeah. Like, I remember a time where there wasn't Simpsons, and then, holy crap, this new show, The Simpsons, is out.
You're old school like me. Do you remember The Simpsons in, like, the earliest incarnation on, like, Tracy Ullman's show?
I didn't watch enough Tracy Ullman. Like, I knew about it. Like, I knew The Simpsons came from a previous thing. You watched the...
I used to watch the Tracy Ullman show, so I'm, like, the granddad in this scenario. I remember when they looked weird and they were on a variety show on Fox in 1986.
It was interesting to hear the voice. Like, I haven't watched the show in, like, yeah, like 12 years, 16, who knows? But the voices are a little bit different, whether they're different actors or the actors are just aging. But the characters sounded different slightly.
Yeah, it's crazy to listen to. Like, I watch a lot more Family Guy than I do Simpsons, and I'll, like, jump back to an early, season 5 Family Guy, and I'm like, I did the same thing. Like, I actually did some Googling recently. I'm like, did they get a new person for this? And it's like, nope, they've just evolved. And I never watched The Simpsons a lot. Like, obviously, I watched it, like, you know, especially early on when it was the phenomenon that it was, like, holy crap, an animated series in prime time. But I never, like, I've been hearing a lot of people bitching about The Simpsons lately. And if you, like, watched all 33 seasons, like, you were on board watching them at, I don't know, when they're on 7 o'clock Tuesday night or whenever they are, I can see getting frustrated with it, rehashing a lot of subjects and all that. But I never took a deep dive. Like, I've actually been watching it lately, just kind of throwing it on, and I still really enjoy it. You know, new seasons, old seasons, all that stuff, because I haven't really burned myself out on it. So that's where I'm at.
Fair.
Scott, have you watched it since the Tracy Ullman show? Did you know that they went out on their own? And
no, they made their own show. Yeah, I watched it out the, you know, when it started, but something's like this. It's so hard to remember, like, did I watch the first five seasons? There was some part that, like, the Simpsons were such a part of, like, our culture and, like, the Ay Caramba and the Bart Simpson sayings and somewhere.
Like, in the 90s,
yeah,
right?
We got oversaturated and then we just kind of got over it. I don't know if I watched 5 or 10 seasons, but at some point I bailed.
Yeah. It's amazing that it's still on. It's amazing that these characters haven't aged in 34 years. Not a single day.
Yeah, no one thought this would be the show that would, like, break all the records, you know?
Yeah. Has it?
It had to have.
Yeah.
It's the longest running show?
I think so.
It's got to be. Like, I think before this, it was like, I remember when Cheers went 11 seasons, it was like a big fucking deal. So
I bet you there might be some, like, soap opera that's been on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, longer, you know, one of those soap operas that's been on since the 70s. And just brings in new characters.
Especially being daily. You can't beat a fucking daily show.
Yeah.
In theory, the actual longest running shows, there's like Lord Mayor's Show in the United Kingdom, Meet the Press, CBS Evening News, The Tonight Show, Miss Universe, Miss America. Out of that, Simpsons doesn't come in until number 38.
But that's years. I wonder what episodically it's got to be.
Those are shows since 1947, Jesus.
Whoa. That's like news shows. That doesn't count.
Yeah. The longest running American sitcom is The Simpsons, and the longest running animated series is The Simpsons.
Wow.
But I digress. That's not what we're here to talk about, is it?
We're digress.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about time travel. Is that what we do? What do we do in this podcast?
Time travel.
We do. We take a time travel property, usually a movie, but we've been dipping into the TV shows more. And this one, I jumped on this one. You know, this isn't the most meaty time travel we've ever talked about, but every time I've Googled Simpsons time travel, because again, there's 750 episodes, there's got to be a fucking time travel one. The only thing that ever comes up is the Treehouse of Horror piece, which is 6 minutes of an episode.
Oh.
Those are always short snippets of one. And I've been kind of meaning to do that one, but it's like, you know, it's like it's The Simpsons. We should probably get to it eventually, but it's not even a whole episode. And somewhere today, I don't know how I came across this one, but I was like, holy crap, a whole episode. And we have done, everyone out there, we have done a Futurama time travel episode.
Yeah.
So if you're just all about the Matt Groening universe, head on back to...
This is where you edit so that it's short and concise.
Season one. Oh, shoot. I don't know what episode it is. Season one, like episode 16-ish. Somewhere in there, we did a Futurama episode. So go check that out.
It makes sense that they incorporated Futurama for their time travel episode. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's kind of apparently the like big push to do this was the Simpsons Family Guy crossover. And they were like, oh, shoot, speaking of crossovers, like we should probably do a Simpson Futurama crossover. So the fact and that one, the Family Guy Simpson is a full hour episode. So the fact that they just stuck to a single episode length of this is kind of a bummer. I think they could have really done some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
If they had blown it out a little bit, but it's still fun. It reeks of Flintstones Jetsons crossovers.
Was that a thing?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the Jetsons.
Cause same thing. Jetsons and Flintstones were made by the same people. So it's exactly like Simpsons and Futurama. So
yeah, there are a couple things in the episode that and I was watching and I was like, oh, they could do this with it. And then they just didn't. It just didn't go that way. Probably because of time. But
the biggest bummer that was right there was we see Fry's dog outside of the pizza shop that he works at.
Yeah.
And like the fact that we didn't see present Fry come out of that pizza shop and mingle with future Fry was a huge lost opportunity, I thought.
Yeah, they focus on that dog. And I was like, oh, there's probably something significant with that dog that I just didn't remember.
Futurama is one. That one I love. But everyone out there knows how I watch TV shows. And I can't half watch Futurama. Like every time I'm like, oh, I'll throw on a Futurama. I'll turn it on and I'll start to zone out a little bit. And I'll realize that like, if I'm not going to watch it, it's not worth having on. Because Futurama... Simpsons I can throw on in the background and have a lot of fun with it. It's great noise. But Futurama, I feel like that, you got to watch it.
Quite a compliment coming from you.
Yeah.
What's the best Desmond comment? He can actually pay attention to that show. That's something.
Well, I can't. That's why I don't watch it. Because I have to, but I won't. So then I just put on The Simpsons and do dishes like I normally do. So this starts out with a... So they make a time capsule. Bart puts his...
sandwich.
Snot.
Oh, yeah.
His DNA by way of blowing his nose on a sandwich in the time capsule right next to what's his name's rabbit foot.
Milhouse's
rabbit's foot. And then they bury the time capsule. A bunch of toxic ooze mingles with the time. And I didn't even, it wasn't even until I read the Wikipedia that I realized why they were rabbits in the future. Like it totally, the rabbit's foot thing didn't click in my head until it was totally spelled out for me. I was like, oh, that's weird that it's rabbits. And so Bender just kind of shows up during an electrical storm from the future and to kill Homer because he say it right away? I don't know. Anyways, there's these rabid rabbits that are terrorizing the future, and they have tested them and found that they have the DNA of Homer Simpson. So they have to come back and kill Homer, and then he becomes friends with Homer, so he can't kill him. So then Leela and Fry and Dr. Farnsworth come to the past by way of Bender's capsule. I don't know.
No, teleportation. So Bender gets to the past by time machine, and they kind of make fun of that. And how they're like,
right. I was about to ask because they said the portal was in him. So how did he get to the past?
Where they said it was time machine. They're like, no way. We got here by portal, you know, through, you know, and he said some
singularity.
Yeah, he said some scientific words that he breezed over quickly as you are supposed to do. It's like a rule now in time travel.
Teleported through a singularity that quantum entangled to Bender.
Yeah. And so they're like, no, we didn't use, you know, a time machine. We used this portal. Science words.
Time machines aren't real.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, how did Bender get here? And they're like, oh, a time machine. And they just left it at that. And it was just like a lightning storm and he fell out of the sky. So making fun of it a little bit, but would have been nice to see a little time machine action. But apparently it was a one-way time machine.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So Bender used a time machine to get there, but then he just had to wait around 1,000 years to get back to his present.
But they were able to... So eventually I forget her name, but the people from the Planet Express that are still in the future destroy the quantum entangler, which automatically transports them back to the future. It sucks in Fry, Leela, Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa. And for whatever reason, destroying this thing causes everyone to return to whence they came, except Bender. Because he used a time machine, not the quantum entanglement that he was connected to.
Right. He was the portal, so he couldn't go through the portal. Yeah. So he got left in the past. And that's where I thought they were going to do some really cool stuff. You know, they could have done like things in real time, like Bender messing something up in, you know, the Simpsons time that would have instantly affected their future. They could have done so much stuff with it, but they didn't. This was definitely time travel concept light.
Bender did unknowingly or unthinkingly close the paradox, though, because he says, this horse, Bender's something. I remember this horse died, but I don't think that will happen. And then during the horse race, the horse is losing. So Bender kills the horse.
Yeah, he shot it.
Therefore, not allowing. And so speaking of that, the biggest thing I found on the internet were, oh, fuck, I can't believe I'm going to call people nerds.
I mean, who are we, right?
Exactly. If I'm calling someone's nerd, where am I standing on? But they were going back and forth on whether or not this episode is canon in The Sims. Reality. And it was like a big deal to these guys to figure out if this falls in Simpson canon, which I'm like, is there a list of episodes that are canon and are not canon that Simpsons true fans know about, that these are outside of it?
What did it say spray painted on the wall in the future? I remember it was really funny. Was that about it? Did you write it down?
I saw, was it in alien language?
It was, no, it was written in English, like in the future, in the post. It was like spray painted on the wall.
It was like crossovers suck or something.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Thank you. Yeah.
Apparently somewhere in this episode in alien language, which Futurama has allowed to be translated if you pay enough attention to it, says congratulations, nerds.
I would just like to say it out to all of our listeners out there, we love nerds. We are nerds. So shout out to all the nerds and the geeks out there. Lots of love to you guys and gals and non-binary, because
I mean, yeah, listen, you want to hear nerds, listen to us try to like pontificate the time travel theories.
Nerds are awesome. I'm proud to be a nerd. Okay, so
yeah,
there we go.
There's 750 episodes in which Bart never ages, but there's a canon to this show.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, I'm all in. I'm all in.
He's in.
I like the term Blade Rummy. I thought that was clever. What Mo calls Bender a Blade Rummy. Oh, I love that they fix Bender by basically turning him off and turning him on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they figure out what his main objective is.
So in the future, in Futurama, they discover that the DNA is only half Homer and half Marge. And they're like, oh, we don't have to kill you. We just have to kill your kids. And then they have to figure out which kid it is. And then the rabbits evolve, because in the Futurama, it's happening in real time. And they have like a projection coming out of Bender's ass.
A holographic projection.
A holographic projection in real time.
That makes sense. Out of his ass.
Real time in the future. So that means that things that are happening in the future are happening at the same time as things that are happening in the past.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean, Scott?
It doesn't make any sense.
It does.
It's your theory.
Oh, that everything. No, I know. But with that theory, it's not moving on one steady line.
But we've had this. We've run into this before where you jump back and then everything moves together. Like, this is not.
Right. So it's not. But it's not my theory then, are you right? It's almost saying like too linear. I mean, yes, in my theory, they would have already known and everything's happened and already happened. But they're almost suggesting like it's moving at its stream while we're moving in our stream and there's no messing with it.
So it's the raft theory.
Yeah.
We've had it where it's two points in time moving down a river at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not your theory.
Yeah.
Let's remind our listeners, Scott's favorite time theory is that all time is happening all at once.
This is now getting mentioned in every episode, just like Interstellar, which I hadn't said till just now. So thanks for letting me say it. Interstellar, go see it.
Which I watched today while I was editing.
Oh, and if you did see it and your mind is all joggled, you can hear we've reviewed it in the past. Check it out.
And we've talked about it on every episode. So
including my time theory.
No, Scott always brings it up on every episode.
I think you bring it up even more than I bring it up.
Do I? Oh, no.
So do you guys have, so that's obviously, that is my.
Scott, I am not going to let you get away with this. I am not going to let you get away with blaming Ari for bringing up Interstellar.
No, not Interstellar. No, my time travel.
Oh, okay. Yes. Ari brings up your theory.
That is the one that I hang my hat on. Do you guys have official time travel theories that you stand by as like your best, your thing?
As like what actually time is and how it works?
Like if there was time travel, what would make sense for you and what would be like the way that it worked? Because obviously that's mine. And I want to know if.
See, I think it's weird because mine probably falls in line with yours a little bit. I don't think it's all happening at once, but I do believe what's happened has happened will always happen.
Mm.
So anybody who's ever gone back in time and tried to kill Hitler has already tried that and failed. And we're beyond that. And we're never going to be able to go back and change that.
Right.
So that kind of suggests, I think, and everything is happening all at once, because if you can't change it, then
it's happened. It's always happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have an official like theory on how I think it all works. I have the ones that I like the most that just like please my brain when I think about them. I like yours, Scott. I mean, it's fun to think about, and it's, we've seen it done on a few different stories and it's done well. But for me, I really like Ripple Effect.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the one timeline. But then I also really like the multiple timelines, but with Ripple Effect. So each, there's multiple timelines with each decision, or each time you go back, it creates a new timeline. But then with each of those timelines, there's Ripple Effect. So right. I don't know.
I feel like she's choosing an ice cream sundae right now. She's like, I like branched alternate timelines and Ripple Effect. Also cherries and caramel and strawberry.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, like you think about, like, if you could time travel, where would you go and what would you try to change, you know, in, or like a time travel story that I would want to write and how would I want it to turn out?
Right.
And so for me, it's always like going back and changing something or fixing something, or which would be Ripple Effect, or seeing what my major decisions would have led to, you know,
like we were talking about before,
like we were talking about earlier. Yeah. So I like both, but can I combine them? You know, so who knows? That would be my answer.
And I do like the idea also of not only is time happening, is happening, but I like the idea that it's on different like frequencies.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking up understanding a 10 dimensional universe.
That's regular toilet reading for Desmond. That's, when he's dropping a turd.
10-dimensional? I've heard 9-dimensional before, but not 10-dimensional.
Yeah, I've heard 7 and 9. I mean, it's got to be a prime number, right? Like, that's just basic math.
So, Desmond, do you have the episode playing right now?
I stopped it just to get an episode list, but it will be playing in just a moment.
Is there a callback to the movie Back to the Future at, like, minute 14? When Bender is left behind with the baby, there's like a billboard in the background.
Is it what?
A billboard, like a car advertisement.
Oh, was it like Welcome to Hill Valley?
Oh, yes.
Is that, it's like 2014.
Canyonero hybrid, 11 miles per gallon.
Is that, what is that supposed to be a callback to?
I think that's just a silly joke because it's a hybrid that gets 11 miles to the gallon. So I think it's Well, it does look like they do a lot of things for the Simpsons here. So if it wasn't that they're always here on the Simpsons, I would say it's a callback to the like where the clock tower is. There's like a
billboard. Didn't he stash the car behind like a billboard that looked like that or something?
Oh,
I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
Yeah, I think they're just making a funny bad hybrid joke. But you're right though. It would have been a perfect place to put a clock tower or something.
Yeah.
Just a little nugget there.
Never mind. Okay, so anyway, so in the episode they figure out that it's Bart's DNA because the rabbits have evolved into little gremlins that look like Bart and they say all of Bart's little eat my shorts lines.
Ay caramba.
Yeah, and they realize all they have to do is dig up the time capsule that had the DNA, the rabbit's foot, and the green ooze.
No, they already did that. That's what sent them to... That's when they get sucked into the future, is when they're trying to dig up the thing. That's when they hologram from the future and say things are getting really bad. And then they get sucked forward. And then they realize, yeah, the best way to get rid of them is to just launch them into space. If only we could get them all in one place. And that's when Lisa says, manipulating Barts is what I do best. And so they get all of the Barts to go to Madison Cube Garden by telling them that not only is that where the Butterfingers are, but people are definitely laying fingers all over them.
Oh, yeah. That was like the thing in like the 90s, right? The nobody better touch my Butterfingers. They're still doing that joke.
Yep.
That's what I was saying. I even like hearing the Ay Caramba again, it's just like, oh man. I already worked through that. That's
yeah.
Yeah, it's and that's like I said, if you're like watching every, I don't think they've come back to that in a while. So I think, but I don't, like I said, I don't watch them all, but I think they're a little bit better usually at getting away from it. But this is such a, you know, I mean, Futurama, I think, had just gone off the air. So they're just trying to squeeze the last life out of Futurama. And so I think it's kind of a good time to go way back to the well of Simpsons. I mean, they went back to, I mean, laughing at the Buffalo Bills for losing the Super Bowl. You know, that's a late 90s. The fact that there wasn't 4 spaceships full of Buffalo Bills was disappointing. if you're going to do that joke, go all in and throw all four losing seasons of the Buffalo.
I don't get that joke.
Buffalo Bills are the only team to ever make it to four consecutive Super Bowls, and they lost all four.
Oh, okay. So then how was it resolved in the future? They just fix the portal, and they go through the portal and come out of Bender's stomach door, and all is better. And then Bender's like, I'm just going to wait around 1,000 years till the future comes.
And he shuts down. Now I want to know if Bender's been in the basement in any other episodes, like if they're like during Christmas episodes when they're going down to get Christmas decorations, if there's a Bender passed out in the corner.
At that point, I wanted them to do the whole like time machine movie, you know, where he's there, but time is changing around him.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I wanted to see the 1,000 years.
I thought
years
that was going to happen. That would have been funny. There would have been some jokes of like,
yeah.
Well, it's what they would have done is they would have just taken the exact animation from Futurama when Fry was in the freezer for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
They did that in the background when Fry was in there. They did, you know, aliens destroying the planet and then dinosaurs coming back and then the Ice Age showing up. And they could have just, it would have been kind of funny just to play that exact same anime.
That's what I wanted to see. But instead, Homer poured a beer in his... in the robot.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
I read that. I thought it was funny. I read it as Homer goes down there once a month to pour a beer in him, because I think Bender dies if you don't, you know, beer is his life's blood. Someone else at least read it that Homer gives him one last beer. But I'd like to think that Homer goes down there once a month to keep him alive by pouring beer down his hat.
Yeah.
And I like the joke about Bender and Homer being, you know, the exact same animation, basically.
Yeah, I was like lazy.
And also this one was they went to the past and to the future, right? So that's exciting for you guys.
Yeah.
It's not just a there and back. It's we got some future travel.
Yeah, I'm glad they did that. Yeah, but it was light. Concept light.
Of all probable futures, this is the worst. I liked that one. I liked Your Lips, My Lips, Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, that was funny, too.
So since this is so light, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of heavy reading to chew on. In the seventh dimension, you have access to the possible worlds that start with different initial conditions. Whereas in the fifth and sixth dimension, the initial conditions were the same and subsequent actions were different. Here, everything is different from the very beginning of time. The eighth dimension, again, gives us a plane of which possible universe histories, each of which begin with different initial conditions, and branches out infinitely. There you go. Suck on that.
Delicious.
I'll take it.
This is fantastic. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed watching a Simpsons episode and, you know, mash up with Futurama. I enjoyed having a reason to watch a Simpsons episode. You know, like I said, they've been great background noise for me lately. They, you know, they don't offend. It was really, like, even for a show that's light anyways, and you don't expect a lot, they just kind of randomly get sucked back to the present, like, totally unceremoniously.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good point.
Especially with all the stuff at the end, like, with the long song of Homer singing, and then they even had the regular credits after that, and they had the scene on Omicron, Percy I-8. So there's, like, 4 minutes of filler at the end of this episode.
Yeah, it was light.
They just ended the main story. Just like, we're out. We're done. Yeah, it's just weird with the one time that they mash up Futurama and Simpsons that they didn't try to cram more in.
Yeah.
It's hard to do compelling time travel in a short period of time, except for 1 minute time machine, which killed it.
I'm trying. I don't think I've ever failed to figure out how to ask the question one way or another in an episode. And I don't know how to ask the question in this episode.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't make sense. Would you try to go to a future to stop your future potential offspring from destroying the universe?
You could ask, would you choose to be cryo-frozen and then unfrozen in 1,000 years?
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. This might be our gateway.
I would not.
Into Idiocracy and Demolition Man.
Oh.
Is this our gateway?
They both belong eventually. They both should be done.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they...
I'm sure eventually we'll run out of stuff and have to do it.
I mean, I guess that is time travel, right? You're not, it's not of your time and you did it through certain means. It also means Captain America is time travel.
Yeah. And it's kind of, it's a man out of time.
Yeah.
You know, which is an interesting, which also I think tomorrow is today is that they technically time travel, but it's just, you know, an out of time story.
Yeah.
So Scott, you would not want to be frozen for 1,000 years?
I mean, I have the curiosity of seeing the future. I just think 1,000 years, you'd be so helplessly behind. It's not like if you go 20 years in the future, you have to be trained up on a lot of shit. But like, it's doable. 1,000, you're just... They can't even train you. You're just way beyond.
They've lost the technology to even thaw ice. That's why I wouldn't do it for 1,000 years. I don't believe that I would be proper either.
It's a gamble. It's a gamble, too. You could end up in this future, this totalitarian dictatorship or whatever, like you're immediately in prison and you don't know why. You, who knows? Or it could be prehistoric. It's a gamble.
We've decided that frozen humans aren't people. You know, you're the hated,
the hunted. Yeah.
The like, yeah.
Would you
like,
do it blindly, Ari? Just not knowing, leave behind your friends and family.
I would do it if there was a guarantee that I would wake up.
You leave behind all friends and family to go to a future. You don't know what it is, but you will wake up.
So the only way you would do it is if you had a time machine and you could travel in time and see that you definitely get thawed out. And then go back in time and freeze yourself.
Yes. In this hypothetical scenario, if I was like, it was like guaranteed that you're not going to die, that you're going to wake up in 1,000 years. Yeah. I
would, but nothing else is guaranteed.
Nothing else is guaranteed. I would do it. I'm so curious about the future. I so want to know what happens to us and how we evolve. And, you know, I would totally do it.
It's a post-apocalyptic toxic wasteland.
Yeah. Even if. Don't you want to know?
I would have to sign the insurance policy that says when they eventually nuke this disaster of a planet that they bring all the popsicles with them.
Yeah.
Because you're definitely not waking up on Earth. Fuck that.
I mean, 1,000 years is a long time.
That's a lot.
Maybe we'll start with like 100 years.
No.
That better? Would you guys do it after 100 years?
How old am I when I leave behind my life here?
You're...
What am I sacrificing?
You're
50.
You're whatever age you want to do it.
How do I explain this to the kids?
It's whatever age. You can do it at 65.
You can tell the kids that they can wake you up when they're your age.
I like this idea for a film. It's like Cocoon, but with time travel. Like your retiring years, you can time travel wherever you want because you don't have a lot left anyway. And spend your golden years time travel.
But only forward, right? Only forward.
I don't know.
Once you're 80, you just, every 10 years, you wake up for a year. So your last 10 to 15 years on this planet can be spent slowly seeing the future unfold. So your last, from 80 to 90, you would live 100 years. You'd just 1 year at a time. You'd go to sleep for 10 years, wake up for a year, 10 years a year. So you get to see a century from 80 to 90.
That's a cool concept.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
I'd be down for that.
M. Night Shyamalan, let's talk.
How would he screw that up?
The twist of the ending. It was just a dream.
It's just like being on the water planet in Interstellar.
Good film.
Fantastic film. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our episode about Simpsons. If this is your first episode, if you stumbled on our podcast because you were searching Simpsons, check out our show. Check out Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast that doesn't just do movies. It's just a clever name, everybody. It doesn't mean anything. And if you out there know of some other non-time travel shows that have great time travel episodes, send those to us. We want to watch those episodes. There's something very interesting about non-time travel shows that just throw an episode in there. They tend to be interesting. You know, a show that's got 50 or so episodes and then they just kind of have one random one where they can just basically do whatever they want. I think they make for interesting shows. Send those to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. If you're looking for another great podcast to listen to, you know what? You don't need to go find another great podcast. You just stumbled across this one. check out our back catalog. We have a great, we just have great movies. We have lots of episodes. We're coming up on 100 episodes. That's plenty of hours for you to watch some great movies, have great conversations. Send us your theories on those great movies and the shit we say about them. Send that to timepoppod@gmail.com also. Hey, you know what? I'm going to cut this in the episode. Everybody, if you're in the Bay Area, quit jerking off and go see Mortified. If you want to see Scott live and all of his great friends tell amazing stories from their teenage diaries, go to Mortified. It's fucking amazing. They do a show in San Francisco once a month. They do a show in Oakland once a month. It's called Mortified. It's every month, but July 14th in San Francisco, July 15th in Oakland. Go see Scott. Go see Mortified. Have a good time.
What a good job you did.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Hype yourself. You're worth it, Scott.
Yeah, man. Go hear some adults read their teenage diaries on stage. Curated random diaries, fantasies. This one is the sex theme show in the middle of summer. It's our super sexy summer show. Fantasies, virginity loss.
Oh.
Poetry. All horny stuff. Perfect for our audience.
I was going to say it's often sexy, but I didn't want to lead the witness. But this specific show is very sexy. And the San Francisco one is even all ages. So bring the kids.
You got to learn sometime.
Hell yeah. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Scott.
Bye.
Yeah.
And that was Time Pop.
Simpson in the future, space jokes flying through town. What are those tubes? I wonder what ice cream's like now. Maybe it's hot or some new temperature they invented. That's it, we're done.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.